This is a Fox News alert. Results coming in. I'm Lisa Lacera. Three states holding primary runoffs today, and it's not good news for former President Trump's preferred candidate in a Georgia House runoff.
In the 10th district, Trump-backed Vernon Jones lost his runoff race to Mike Collins. Jones thanked his supporters for a chance at Congress, but said he's not stopping.
I'll be going across Georgia, helping people get elected that who believe and love this country, and all across this country doing the same thing.
Collins now faces Tabitha Johnson Green in November. She won a Democratic runoff in the same district. In the Secretary of State's race, Republican Brad Raffensperger now has a general election opponent. B. Nguyen handily won his Democratic runoff over D. Dawkins Hagler. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
But on the Senate side in Alabama, Trump endorsed Katie Britt, defeated Mo Brooks in their runoff race. In testimony before the House January 6th committee, a former Georgia elections worker testified about the threats she and her family received after she and her mother were accused by former President Trump and his allies of pulling fraudulent ballots from a suitcase. Wandrea Moss told lawmakers her life was upended after the claims, which were quickly debunked. The Senate has reached an agreement on bipartisan gun legislation. Texas Republican John Cornyn, who negotiated for his party, outlined some of the details.
We want to make this kind of access to community-based mental health care available all across the country, and our bill will help do that. It expands high-quality mental health and addiction services nationwide through the expansion of certified community behavioral health clinics.
Senate could vote on the measure later this week. It would then head to the House. President Biden has indicated his support for it. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Minnesota judge resets the trial of two former police officers accused in George Floyd's death.
Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill setting the trial for Tu Tao and J. Alexander King for October 24th to resolve dueling requests from the state, which wanted the trial held this summer, and the defense, which asked for the trial to be delayed until next spring. Both former officers are charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter in Floyd's death, for which co-defendant Thomas Lane copped a plea deal. All three were convicted of violating George Floyd's civil rights. Last year, former officer Derek Chauvin, who kneeled on Floyd's neck during his arrest, was sentenced to over 22 and a half years in prison. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Supreme Court has rejected Bayer's appeal to shut down thousands of lawsuits claiming that its Roundup weed killer causes cancer. The justices left in place a $25 million judgment in favor of Edwin Hardeman, a California man who says he developed cancer from using Roundup for decades to treat poison oak overgrowth and weeds on his San Francisco Bay Area property. Bayer had argued that federal regulators have repeatedly determined its products are safe and that lawsuits based on claims under state laws should be dismissed. Uber's ride-sharing option is returning to more cities.
Uber Pool was renamed UberX Share when it returned in November, but still wasn't available everywhere. It'll now be available in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix, Indianapolis, Portland, and Pittsburgh. The lower-cost service was suspended early in the pandemic. It allows riders to share an Uber and receive a discount. It plans to add additional locations this summer.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Wall Street stocks gained back a piece of last week's drop. The Dow gained 641, the Nasdaq up 270. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.